This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Then we go home.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We appreciate you. It's Friday. We're very excited about that. We're going to open the phones now. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. The poll question for today that we want to give you the opportunity to answer with us here on the air. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? That's Trump Derangement Syndrome. We want to know if you've experienced it, but also, like, how do you handle it? Do you feel, Ryan, like you know anybody off the top of your head that really has a Trump problem?
It's more friends from my past who I'm still friends with on Facebook. It's not people that I'm actively engaged with on a daily basis.
And you keep those people in your life via the Facebook feed?
I do. Yeah.
Because you want to watch them have TDS?
No, I just don't want to cut them off. And I also am okay with them being crazy every now and then, just to see what it's like.
Do you talk to them, or you just kind of voyeuristically watch them have a few breakdowns?
I'm not watching their feeds so much as if I post something that has any sort of vague conservatism to it, it's like, wah!
They come after you?
They come after, yeah.
Oh, man. That's rough. What about you, Brad? Do you?
Yeah, I got two people that are in my life that I would consider having TDS.
Do you engage them? Do you disengage them?
I engage them. I talk to them when I see them. I see them in person all the time. They were my friends before. They're going to continue to be my friends as long as they
sounds
will
like
still
a threat.
Yeah, you will continue to be my friend as long as they see fit. I mean, I'm not going to let Donald Trump ruin a friendship, and especially like if I'm like okay with the guy, and that would be them ending the friendship. I'm not going to end it because they don't like Donald Trump.
Well, 314-324-2.
You can call Stewie too if you want to.
I say his number way more than the station number. Yeah. I don't always open the phone lines. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Let's get to some of your phone calls if you have had to deal with this before. Linda, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie, perhaps you can tell me, you can confirm my diagnosis.
Uh-oh.
Now, mine is not based on irrational fears or left or right wing media. Mine is based on facts. And the fact is that Trump is an admitted sexual predator, an adjudicated rapist, a pathological liar, an insurrectionist, and a convicted felon. So if I have done that research and all of those things are indisputable facts, does that mean I have Trump derangement syndrome?
Oh, Linda, I hate to break this to you. I think we can diagnose you with TDS, but since you asked, he's not an insurrectionist. He's never been charged with it. I'm just picking one out of your list, but that's actually not a fact.
Yeah, you did pick one because you didn't pick. You can grab him by the PUSSY.
Hey. Listen, I don't make the rules. The FCC does. So if you want to hang out, happy to have you. But
you didn't pick that one. You didn't pick
Linda.
That the
Linda.
Judge
Linda.
Said
Linda. Linda. Listen. Linda.
Racist.
Linda. Listen. Listen. Listen.
Okay. Listen all you want to. You listen.
No, okay. We can do this. I'll just handle this the way they handled Joe Biden. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. I picked one specifically because you made a long list of things, Linda, that you are accusing him of. And then at the end, you said that it's factually true and there's no disputing it. And the truth is, I'm just picking one to make the point that your entire statement isn't accurate because he has never, you can be charged with insurrection. He has never been charged with insurrection. So therefore, he is not an insurrectionist. Correct?
So we shouldn't believe
no?
our lying correct. Eyes.
No, I'm
saying we shouldn't believe our lying eyes and ears.
I don't believe that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist, and neither does the legal system.
Okay, well, then we'll differ on that one. What about he's a pathological liar?
I don't think he's a pathological liar. I think you don't like what he says, and I don't think you like the way he says it. And I think that his policies, you probably think that policies for this country would be much better done the Kamala Harris's way. And I respect that.
I think that the policies for this country would be much better done not by an adjudicated rapist. And
he's not an adjudicated rapist.
Predator.
He's never been convicted of rape. He's never been convicted of rape. Linda. Linda, you have lied on this show more than Donald Trump has lied on this show.
Girl, get out of here. Shut up.
Go on. Oh, she hung up on me. I didn't have to hang up on her. What? You want to? She can call back. There's more time. I have till 3.
I don't think she's going to call back.
Oh, man, we were having so much fun.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble, is that a lot of these things... I'm glad she called.
Me too.
Because
she answered the question.
I mean, really, let's just go to break. Because
go to break.
That's it.
I'm going to Holiday Shores and having a drink. I'm done here.
Because that's so much of the, but this has been verified. You can't question it. This is true that he is a fill in the blank.
Is Will our guy?
Yeah, he's my guy.
But is he our guy?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. Will says it's not very classy to call your callers liars, Annie. That was right. I handled that poorly.
Yeah, you're very mean.
Yeah.
But all of those things that she's saying, many of them are verifiably false. But if you've been told enough that mm-hmm. they're not,
yeah,
then you think you have facts on your side, and that's it. And there is no arguing with it.
Even if the facts don't matter. Here's the million bazillion dollar question. Percentage chance that Linda is listening still right now.
Oh, 100.
Hi, Linda. All right, next call. 314-241-9797. Let's get to Rich. Rich, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. The poll question is, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? We don't need to answer the Linda question anymore. What about you? What do you think?
You mean I have to follow that?
I don't think you could mess it up, Rich. I think you'll be fine.
It embarrassed me.
I don't think she felt embarrassment. She'll call back again.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling about that is because a lot of my relatives on both sides of the family live in rural areas in southern Missouri. And going back to the 2016 election, whenever I was voting for Trump, I had a bumper sticker on the back of my tailgate on my Ford pickup. And I'm down there during deer season, and all of them are getting on my butt saying, "You're voting for that guy?"
Yeah.
And I told them, you know, honestly, I was 63 years old at the time. I can vote for whoever I want. And, you know, they're so sold on friggin' Clinton. And I thought, and you're, you know, I basically used the B word and called her a B word. And it's hard to convince them that it is the right decision. And so I would say that 95% of my relatives are that way.
Yeah. Has that changed at all in the amount of time, the elections that we've gone through? Has it gotten better or worse, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. Mm. Well, with the economy, I don't see as many of them as I used to because I don't want to be around them because it's just too negative.
Mm. Yeah, I understand.
And that's an unfortunate thing. You're not supposed to bring family involved with politics.
But yeah.
Whenever you listen to this crap for the last 4 years, what are you supposed to believe when you're believing that, you know, like you were just talking about?
Yeah.
Everything that's on TV, they're watching all CNN and CNBC and all that stuff and never turn on Fox News so you don't get an alternative.
Sure. Well, Rich, thank you for calling the show. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you.
And I've also told them to dial in your radio station and listen to you.
Well, thank you. And they said what? Is your? They're not. That's not Linda. She's not your cousin.
She
called
they
in and she's like, "These people are crazy."
They haven't texted me and said. You know, it's a good show or anything, so I really don't know. But I've listened to you for 4 years or more, and I enjoy it every day.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Glad your headache's over. My daughter gets them, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're the worst. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. It is. It's over. Unless I bend over, then I can still kind of feel where the headache is. So I just don't do that. Let's get to some more phone calls here. 314-241-9797. I'm going to get to as many as I possibly can. Next one up is this Caleb? Caleb, thanks for calling the show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie. I want to talk about cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
It's the belief. Yeah, the inability to change someone's belief, regardless of facts and anything else like that. And I think that's the crux of the TDS. And in my experience, when I come across somebody that has that sort of thinking, it's better just to avoid the conversation. There's nothing you can really do to prove it. They have to kind of find it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it's worth engaging in the conversation if you know someone to be like this? Is it worth it to try, or if they engage you, should you immediately disengage? What do you think?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person that you're interacting with. I think the deeper down the rabbit hole you go, the further the divide is, the more evidence you present to each other.
Yeah. Thanks for calling the show.
It's a double-edged sword.
I appreciate you for listening. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's get to Michael real quick. Michael, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Don't have a lot of time, but we wanted to get you in here. How you doing? What do you think?
Hey, I'm doing great, Annie. TDS is kind of like COVID. It actually started out with a variant called Orange Man Syndrome, OMS. My ex-wife had it, but I found a cure, and I had Obamacare take care of it. I just took two children's aspirin and a yogurt enema, and I just flushed that crap out.
I don't know.
Was that written?
Michael's trying to upstage Linda. We need to get Michael and Linda together, and apparently they can work it out.
Share an Uber.
Oh, man. Maybe like that would be the Uber that you would be driving. Rhonda, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. TDS, do you have it? Do you know someone who has it?
My best friend, I was from kindergarten on, and I'm in my 50s. During the 2016 election, she told me that I was wrong. I was stupid. She couldn't believe how much I had changed. And she wanted to meet up. Like, she wanted to beat me up. So
what?
It's really sad. It's unfortunate. And so I learned, like I think your previous caller said, based on who it is, whether or not you have the conversation with them.
Did that start for you in 2016 with her, or had it been building up to then?
Started. She was riding for Biden or whatever, riding with Biden, I think is what they said. And I stayed at my position and she came on my page to correct me. And then just it went from there. And it's really sad.
That is so sad. I'm sorry that that happened to you.
Hey, but I know it's all too real.
Yeah, that is real. There are so many people. Thank you, Rhonda, for the call. There are so many people who have lost close relationships because of this. She's just physically going to meet her up.
It's so sad. And the problem with it, and the reason it destroys relationships, is that if you see everything through the lens of not just politics, but through the lens of what Donald Trump says and does as being right and wrong, then you really do kind of view the entire world that way, and your friendships are sacrificed over it.
Steven, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS?
Yes, I have several people on my Facebook page that definitely suffer from it. First of all, I just want to say that my kids, when I listen to 97.1 Talk FM, my kids say, oh, that's such boring radio. But that little dispute you had just a couple of calls again just completely proved that talk radio is entertaining.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I did not, there was a time in talk radio, it's before my time, where you might plant a call And there are people who have listened to talk radio for a long time who don't believe that Linda was a real caller. She's real to me. If she's here making that phone call from some other office, that was something else. You couldn't ask for an example of TDS better than Linda, who is, I guarantee you, still listening right now.
Oh man, it's funny. It's like those people who watch Fox News or comment on the Instagram post or the Facebook post of Fox News or whatever, and I'm like, if you don't like this, like, why are you following it? I don't follow anybody. I don't like their junk. Like, I'm not sitting waiting to just dismantle anything they post or anything like that. But my post was this, or my original comment was this. So I have a good friend, grew up with her several years ago. We grew up together. And I posted a meme about Joe Biden way before he was even cut out of office, you know, mm-hmm. by his running mate. And so I posted a picture of him on 4th of July. It was Independence Day. And he was saying, Happy Easter. I'm sure you've seen that meme go around Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Was the Easter bunny there?
Yes. So he had the bunny ears on. And he's like, Happy Easter. And it was, you know,
yeah.
Funny meme. I didn't mean anything. Personal attack. And she comes on. And so I'm a pastor. And she comes on and she says, this is the reason pastors aren't respected in our society.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, first of all, I just laughed hysterically. And then I was like, well, that's a quick unfriend. Like, we're not that good of friends where I can't unfriend you. But my thought was this, okay, this is just the way, this is just the way that I live. And nobody else has to live this way.
Right.
But I have several friends that are very left that I've grown up with, that are family members. I make it a personal point not to comment on any of their posts. They'll post something and I'll laugh at it. I won't even make the laugh emoji with the like button or whatever, but I just laugh of it from a distance. Like, I'm not going to go on and disrespect you. That's fine. You have your viewpoint. It's America. But however, they are quick to get on any of my posts of a conservative post. And I don't even post that much. But it's quick for them to just get on anything I post about Trump or an article of Trump. And it just amazes me how deranged they are and how mad just a picture of Trump will make them.
Well, Stephen, the reason why that's the way these things generally get handled is because when you post something like that and they come on and make you wish that you never did it, regret the post, they're making a ton of other people who might like to make a statement go, I am never going to say anything positive about Trump. I mean, you can't buy that kind of media coverage deficit because people are too afraid to put something out there about Donald Trump or a joke or whatever. And then, you know, the rules don't apply the same to both sides, for sure. And there is a righteous indignation that comes when somebody comes to correct you publicly. They see it as a public service that they're doing to everyone else, that they're getting you back in line. And that's why I feel like we just have to say, you know, you can think you're getting me back in line by coming and I'm just drawing different lines. I don't live that way. I'm going to say what I say, and I'm sorry that it upsets you. That's not the intention, but here I am.
And the funny thing is, the lady that made the comment, she was raised conservative. She was always a Republican. She divorced her husband and married a new guy who was a Democrat. And quickly, her political views changed just by her relationship. And my wife made the comment one too, because we were talking about it and discussing it. And she goes, well, love is blind. So
thank you for the call, Stephen. I appreciate you listening. Gosh, we still got a full board of phones again. This is your time. Ryan.
Well, then I am going to take it. Be or not the bee is coming up. I'm just kidding. Let's do the calls because this is fun.
All right. Well, we'll get to the rest of the TDS calls when we come back. Jacob, David, Dan, Alan, Elaine, in no particular order when we come back. Thank you for calling in. The YouTube live chat poll, we need you to come on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. And today we're going to play some of your, from what I understand, vocal responses to the poll at 2:45.
Yeah, the way that you do that is you're listening to the Odyssey app. You click on 97.1, make sure you listen to us. Then you hit the microphone. You can record whatever you want and send it to us, and we'll try to give it a listen. And if we like some, we'll play as many as we can.
This song you're listening to is called Happy Enough. It's by Rachel Schumacher. She is from the St. Louis area, and she just released this song today. So check it out. We'll take more of your calls when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.